This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we're going to begin this hour with perspectives on health care from the White House and from one county in Maryland.
First, President Obama took his effort to sell a health care overhaul to the American Medical Association. The AMA represents about a third of practicing doctors. Mr. Obama spoke today at the group's annual meeting in Chicago.
The cost of our health care is a threat to our economy. It's an escalating burden on our families and businesses. It's a ticking time bomb for the federal budget. And it is unsustainable for the United States of America.
The president spoke out against critics who say he is advocating government-run health care. He said they are not telling the truth.
And he reemphasized a guiding principle: fix what's broken and build on what works.
If we do that, we can build a health care system that allows you to be physicians instead of administrators and accountants, a system that gives Americans the best care at the lowest cost, a system that eases up the pressure on businesses and unleashes the promise of our economy, creating hundreds of thousands of jobs, making take-home wages thousands of dollars higher, and growing our economy by tens of billions of dollars more every year.
Mr. Obama outlined reforms that range from changing how doctors get paid to investing more in preventive care to computerizing medical records.
It simply doesn't make sense that patients in the 21st century are still filling out forms with pens on papers that have to be stored away somewhere. As Newt Gingrich has rightly pointed out, and I don't quote Newt Gingrich that often, we do a better job tracking a FedEx package in this country than we do tracking patients' health records.
President Obama speaking today to doctors with the American Medical Association.
With health care high on Washington's agenda, we went to one locale to see how the big national issues play out there, a place we'll return to as the debate progresses. In Howard County, Maryland, near Baltimore, I spoke with patients, doctors, administrators, and employers about the costs of health care and about access to the health care system. I also asked them what would define success at health care reform.
Clarity.
Offering affordable, comprehensive, quality health coverage for everyone who's
appropriate care for all Americans. That does not mean providing access to care through the emergency department for everyone.
Success would be working collaboratively with the government, with payers, with physicians.
We're not having to spend all of her Social Security check on one of her prescriptions. It's like $500 a month.
Having all kids be insured, and that parents have adequate financial coverage for that access.
I think success would be everybody covered, but I think just kind of like auto insurance, you're going, you know, it's a pay or play.
Howard County is not typical. It's rich, it's progressive. It's in Maryland, where the state government sets hospital fees. The local hospital is part of the elite Johns Hopkins system, and last year the county itself launched its own program for the uninsured. If problems with health care can be solved anywhere, they should be solved here. But after hearing from so many of the different stakeholders, it's the magnitude of the problems I was struck by, not the obviousness of the solutions. The problem we'll hear about today: the recession. Take Herb Houston, who's 61. He was in a semi-private room at Howard County General last month. Until that week, he had seldom seen the inside of a hospital.
First time was in 1956 for a tonsillectomy. The second time was in 1973 for injuries in an auto accident.
Herb worked as a computer programmer from the late 1960s until 2005.
I worked on everything from huge mainframe computers down to personal computers and quite a few things in between.
He says he always had health insurance, insurance that he very seldom claimed against. Then, in his late 50s, Herb was laid off. For 18 months, he was covered by Cobra. Then Cobra ran out and he didn't have a job. Herb knew that he needed another health insurance policy.
I was beginning to search around for a replacement plan when the current economic crisis hit. And instead of taking on new expenses, I had to desperately trim back my already existing expenses. The luckiest item for me was that I actually paid off my mortgage in August of last year.
The unluckiest was what happened one Saturday night in May.
I was at home about 10 p.m. when I woke from an after-dinner nap with pretty acute chest pains.
Herb Houston knew it was a heart attack. He called 911, and by the time I met him 3 days later, he had received a cardiac catheterization. He was in good spirits, completely satisfied with his treatment, and trying not to think about the cost, which should easily exceed $50,000.
You know, thinking about your situation with so few hospitalizations in your life.
Yes.
All those years you were contributing premiums.
Exactly.
Putting money in.
The various insurers for my employer got a real bargain from me because I hardly ever made claims.
But now Herb is uninsured. He is neither old enough for Medicare nor poor enough for Medicaid.
And the thing is, this is going to be continuing. I've gone from someone who had very little interaction with the medical profession to the complete opposite.
And the cost of it all is on him.
I'm just going to do your vital signs. I know that Dr. Minford added some new last...
On the other hand, there is Judy Weeder, who was also treated at Howard County General. She is 62. She lives in Ellicott City, Maryland. She's divorced, the mother of one grown child.
And I was diagnosed with breast cancer in February 2009. And I pay no premium, none. I'm one of the, few fortunates that... That is one of the benefits of where I work.
Your employer?
My employer. I have no monthly co-payments for my health insurance. That was a marvelous plus with this job I have.
What is in my drugs that is changing taste? Do you know?
The chemotherapy.
Oh, it's the chemo that's doing it.
And you may feel that...
It's a private sector job. She's an executive assistant with a search firm. I was with Judy Weeder at Maryland Oncology. She was getting her second chemotherapy treatment that day. She has already had a lumpectomy, and she expects radiation treatments after the chemo.
The cost to you will be?
Probably zero.
Zero.
Other than my co-pays, it's $20. It's my entire health cost.
A $20 co-pay.
So far. I'm starting to get those reports back from my health insurance, and I'm seeing the many, 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 many thousands of dollars being spent on me, and I've only had one treatment and two surgeries, and it's incredible. I'm blessed. I know it.
Most people in Howard County, Maryland, are somewhere between Judy Weeder's situation at the top of the scale with perfect insurance coverage and Herb Houston's at the other end with no coverage at all. But because of the recession, a lot of people have reduced their coverage. Linda Faggio administers the oncology practice where Judy gets chemo.
We're seeing many patients that are uninsured, but also increasing number of patients who are underinsured and are simply not able to carry the adequate coverage or afford the adequate coverage, and the burden of the cost of that is now their own.
Out of pocket, they're paying for their own chemotherapy.
Absolutely. And, you know, they may have a $5,000 or $10,000 deductible, and that's the only way they can afford coverage at all. No one anticipates that they're going to be diagnosed with cancer. And it's not unusual to have a dose of chemotherapy be multiple, several thousand dollars a dose, up to even $10,000 a dose.
Often, those patients have reduced their coverage because their employers have reduced their contributions. Lisa Jollis is a Howard County insurance broker. Her clients, the employers, have typically experienced huge losses of business in the recession.
A lot of them, their thinking is the employee may have to pay more for the health plan, but they still have a job.
In hard times, save the jobs, trim the benefits.
That's what I'm seeing. I mean, I'm seeing employers who had paid 100% of everything cutting back to we're paying 25% of everything, but you still have a job.
Well, before we start, let's just check a couple of...
One of her clients is Lynn Egan, who employs 15 people at Lakeview Title in Columbia, Maryland. They do mortgage closings.
Property address is correct.
There's been a rare bright spot to the business lately. Homeowners are refinancing en masse, so there are closings once again.
Interest rate, 4.75%.
But when the residential real estate market crashed, Lynn Egan cut her staff, and she went from paying 100% of her employees' health insurance to a 50-50 split. There are also higher deductibles that are covered in part by health savings accounts.
Of course, 2008, we didn't know what hit us. So, of course, we needed to make adjustments for the economy. Every business did. Obviously, we needed to look at cuts in the payroll. In our whole budget, health care was a big number.
How big? For a family of four, how much does health insurance cost?
Oh, I would guess probably about $1,100 a month.
$1,100 a month, or $13,000 a year,
right,
something
right.
on that order.
Yeah.
What you used to do was cover that 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
50% would be $6,500 that you pay for, $6,500 that the employee pays
right,
for
right.
her family. So
mm-hmm.
multiplied by 15 people adds up.
Right, and actually when we were doing that, we had probably 25 people, so it really added up.
We're talking about a couple $100,000.
That's
the difference here between which way you go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's certainly a number that becomes unsustainable, especially when the economy starts to contract.
Small businesses like Lynn Egan's have been making similar decisions in Howard County and all over the country. Workers who are laid off get COBRA, and without a new job, they could end up uninsured. But workers who keep their jobs face steeply increased premiums as the burden shifts to them and as they take cheaper options and risk being underinsured. Tomorrow, we'll hear about Howard County's unusual program for working people with low incomes and no insurance, and what that program may tell us about more ambitious plans for the entire country.